Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. South Carolina's Technology Awards program, known as InnoVision, handed out their 2014 awards late last year. The College of Charleston earned the Technology Application Award for three-dimensional imaging technology that will allow a single snapshot from a digital camera to help doctors diagnose cancer growths in patients in severely underserved regions of the world. Dr. Joseph Carson is an assistant professor in the Department of Physics and Astronomy at the College of Charleston. Joe, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Congratulations on this award.
Thank you very much.
Will this technology work with any digital camera?
The short answer is it will work with any digital camera that has a refocusing application to it. So that's available now on the majority of smartphones, where basically you can take an image, but you can take it with multiple focus settings. That's what we fundamentally need to do a 3D rendering.
And your target market for this is the underserved regions of the world?
Yes. Yeah, so our main pilot program that we did was at Maputo Central Hospital in Mozambique, which is the largest public hospital in Mozambique. And we showed that it can be used for diagnosing Kaposi's sarcoma, which is a type of cancer that's very rare in the U.S., but it's the most common kind of cancer in Mozambique, and it's associated with AIDS infection. Although we feel that this has a huge variety of applications, even in the U.S. as well, for what we consider sometimes a patient-centered medicine for trying to do effective health care at very low cost.
And so walk us through how this technology actually works.
In the case of our pilot program, we took this conventional Lytro camera. We added a relatively simple optical adapter, and then we wrote a homegrown software program to do the image analysis. In some ways, it's very innovative, but photographers have known about this actually maybe for 100 or 200 years. And that's when you take a photograph, there's some parts of the image that are in focus, and there's other parts of the image that are out of focus. And your brain can gather information on depth based on whether a part of the image comes in focus or is an out of focus. And that's essentially what we do. We use focus information to extract depth. And by doing that, and also by using a camera that's optimized for doing imaging with multiple focus settings, we can take single snapshots and we can do a full 3D rendering from it.
And talk about how this 3D rendering then that a physician or a clinician can see from this technology is different and an advantage on what is out there now?
It's a good question. If you went to any hospital in the U.S., you could get 3D medical imaging done that would be much, much more powerful than what we're doing. For example, you could get MRI done, you could get 3D ultrasound done, and the typical price tag for that is probably a few thousand dollars. They're effectively inaccessible to 99% of the world. And our 3D imaging technique, which, while it's somewhat more modest in terms of its power, our target cost is something like 75 cents a diagnosis. We also have advantages for doing images in difficult settings where it would be very difficult to have a more complicated setup to try to do a 3D image.
And how is the picture actually taken? Is it while the surgeon has the patient open to see the tumor, or is this a bioptic type of thing?
The original version that we created was for doing skin lesions, so these were tumors of the skin, where you just hold the camera against your skin, and then you take a snapshot, and then you can actually upload it remotely to a physician to be analyzed. We also have an alternative version of it that's a miniaturized camera version. It's an endoscopic version, for example, the kind of hardware that you could use for imaging in very difficult areas, such as trying to see throat cancers or cancers of the lung.
And so what is next?
We do officially have a company that's based around this imaging technology, and the name of that company is Diagnologics. So far, we have proven that our technology is very powerful, but right now we have to put in the effort of raising investment so that we can take it from the proof of concept stage to economic viability. We have a very clear path forward on the technology side, but we still need to raise that investment funding to take it one step further.
And then the universities will receive royalties.
We're still going through that process right now, trying to agree on all of those things. We should be agreed on that soon.
Well, Joe, congratulations again on the award, and good luck with everything going forward.
Thank you. And I did also want to thank you for being the person who originally made me aware of the Innovision Award program. I learned about it from listening to your show.
Great. We appreciate that very much. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Joe Carson is an assistant professor at the Department of Physics and Astronomy at the College of Charleston. And we will have links posted at our website so you can learn more. Our address is etvradio.org/SCBR. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the South Carolina Business Review are their own and not necessarily those of South Carolina ETV Radio.